Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello again. We are back on the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello, week three.
Zach Attack.
Better than Ball Zacks.
For all the time they had to come up with football names, and they know that you're going to do the Bachelor Bowl, and you can't come up with something better than that. And they could have just called it the Showering Zacks, because they've never enjoyed videotaping someone in the shower as much as they do Zach. It's wild.
They definitely upped the game on the showering this season.
3 weeks in a row now, we've seen Zach in the shower.
Three for three, in case you missed it.
Yeah, so put it on your bingo card every week. Apparently, that's just what we're going to do. But I'll follow that up with, again, for week three, I think Zach overall is three for three. I thought he did well again.
I agree. Also, don't know if we need to see Sean Lowe every episode. But again, love Sean. But it was kind of to start off this episode with that. Like, at least wait till, like, you're five or six episodes in. But you're like, hey, we just talked and filmed, but now it's week three and I'm still in the same position.
Well, for someone that we've already seen his family from the jump, as Christina's happily reminding everyone, you're telling me I got to call my best friend and it's Sean? I mean... Yeah. You're telling me this is someone who has been a confidant of his whole entire life?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you just met him when you started filming.
Right. And I understand if that best friend is me. And, does the audience want to see Rando Ryan on his FaceTime? Probably not. But I think it would come across more natural than Sean, who's just, I don't know, saying the same thing he said to him 2 weeks ago. Like you said, they just saw each other.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
now,
he's not, they're not going to bring in Clayton. They're not going to bring in.
That would be awesome, by the way.
Like, literally the past three Bachelors have just gone down the drain. So I guess you have to go back to Sean. Oh, if geez. You needed to do this whole, hey, this is where I'm at in my 3 week journey.
They have had a really short bench these last few seasons. That's a really good point. Because I don't even know if you wanted to pick a recent Bachelor, because you'd probably, because obviously he says yes to everything, you'd probably want to go to Nick, but Nick's soon-to-be wife wasn't even from the show. So,
yeah. So it wasn't a success for him.
So, maybe they don't really have a better option now that I'm thinking about it. Like, I mean, yes, you go to Ari, but no one likes Ari. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, the week it premiered he had commented on the fact that they called Sean or something. They're like, you, or something along the lines, like, you should have called me because I actually made the mistake. Like, I can tell you exactly how, which he's not wrong. I mean,
he's not,
he can tell you exactly what not to do. maybe get advice from someone whose experience went awful, but I guess in the long run it didn't. He's happy and has a nice family now, but, you know, who made mistakes and had to live with the publicity of whatever happened.
Yeah. And as we're saying this out loud, that's actually really, like, we joke about it because Ari was awful, but it's not the worst idea, because he can say, this process worked for me, but, by the way, let me just tell you, maybe don't break up with someone that you've already proposed to on camera, and maybe just during
during the happily ever after segment.
Yeah, maybe do that off camera if you're going to do that. Like, maybe just think through certain decisions when your producer is saying, like, "No, this is good. You're going to come off looking real good here." You know, telling her the truth.
Make sure you're 100% sure.
So we would totally crush it because he was so awful, but not a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. Many great ideas start off as jokes. Ari coming back to The Bachelor. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And although Zach has been very clear, he doesn't want any of that petty drama. So we'll see. One other thing before we get into the dates, and maybe I missed this last week, but with Kat gone, apparently Catherine is going by Kat. Did I miss that? Was that last week? Because I don't remember hearing Kat until this week.
No, I think it literally just happened in that rose ceremony because I was like, wait a second. Who is this girl? Like, she looked familiar. And so I went back, and even on the date card, they said it as Catherine.
That's bizarre.
So I was like, maybe it just like happened in one of their conversations. She was like, that we didn't see, like, oh, by the way, you can call me Kat. And that's how it came about at a rose ceremony. But the day card did say Catherine, because I went back and I was like, I definitely remember Kat. And then I was like, I don't remember having two. But then I remembered we had a Catherine, because that's my real name. So
I was about to say, if this Kat gets sent home, do we then get to call you Kat? Because I know your husband calls you Kat.
He does, yeah.
So do we then all get to call you Kat collectively?
So I'm just like the third in line for the name Kat.
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I guess so, but yeah, I was actually very confused. And then I was like, that must have happened off camera.
Yeah, I really went back to check because I said, I thought Kat went home. And then I checked last week's rose ceremony, it was Catherine. And I said, oh, okay. Clearly.
Yeah, along the line it became Kat, but I don't think we saw that.
What a catastrophe. No? Okay, no one?
That's a good one.
These jokes are free, people. Worth every penny of the zero. So, I mean, why don't we stick around with your name then? We were talking about Kat. Now let's talk about Katie, spelt differently. Give me your thoughts on her big night at the Fantasy Suite Museum.
I thought it was great. I love them together. I think they could have shown a little bit more conversation between them, because I really do think that there's a real connection and a real spark, as they said, between them. I wish we saw more conversation to get us a deeper meaning behind that. But I thought it went well. She reacted pretty well for it to be like, oh, by the way, like, let's spend the night. And then I think that's why they quickly went over and was like, but there's two beds. Like, don't worry.
And I think it was important that she suggested to move the beds closer.
Yes.
And they had the camera in there. So, I mean, I think we know that not a whole lot happened. As soon as I saw the little GoPro in there, I'm like, oh, okay, this is.
Yeah. No, I really do think that they probably, I mean, she said she got no sleep, but I think that really is because they were talking. Yeah. I don't think anything happened.
Yeah, no,
like
this
that.
Is in college. This isn't when we say, oh yeah, we were up all night talking. Oh, okay.
I think it was literally talking. But I really like her and I like them together. And I thought it was a really cute and fun date for them to do together, because it definitely couldn't have been with anyone.
No, because that could go very wrong when you choose the Ross and Rachel date and you decide to end the date by saying, well, I'd like you to spend the night with me. Like, oh, the wrong person on the other side of that question.
Well, and he kind of took
quite the pickle.
he took a gamble too, because they haven't had that much time together. So it could have been like a whole Rachel situation for him, and be like, she's completely different. And now she's, I mean, I guess you wouldn't be stuck overnight because you could just send her home. Like, I feel like this early on, you are taking a gamble of, like, even the other one-on-one, like Allie, like, how did you even know that she was, like, she would be good on that kind of date? Like, you, this early on, you're just gambling. I mean, you're gambling for a while on these dates of who you pick for the dates, but it ended up being perfect, and I love them together.
Yeah, and I think when you're going to try to produce a walk of shame, if you will, which I don't believe in, but whatever, that's, you know, one of them. It might have been even her, said, oh, this feels like a walk of shame.
Yeah.
But the fact that she showed up in the pajamas, I thought, was like the perfect cherry on top.
Yes.
Because those two together, they're having this, like, obviously rom-com-ish date, but then you throw in like the matching PJs on top of it, and you're like, mm-hmm. you're gonna drive these women crazy.
I feel like she probably would have been like strongly against that, but it just had to happen anyway. Like, she doesn't seem like, oh yeah, I definitely want to walk back like in my pajamas and make this a thing. Like, it definitely, that was definitely a producer thing, I think. But
oh, totally.
No, I really like them together a lot.
As much as a lot of times we obviously trash some of the producer choices, I do think this is where you see them shine, in that, like you said, how are you going to know this is the right person for this day? And this is where they help and say, you know, we really think Allie would react favorably to jumping out of an airplane. Like, even though maybe we don't know that she's comfortable with it, there are certainly certain people still on this show where you would be like, oh yeah, they're not jumping out of a plane, or they're not going to make this fun. At least you'll know in this case, like, we think Katie will handle this date well, as opposed to someone maybe that is very clearly not as comfortable in the house to just say, oh yeah, I'll stay in the museum overnight.
Yeah. And I'm sure if he wasn't feeling it, then he just wouldn't have offered that part and been like, okay, like, I don't feel something. And then go home, they take your luggage away or whatever. So I'm sure he had opportunity, like, in his mind, like, if this definitely goes south, like, the way that we don't want, I don't feel the way that I thought I was going to feel, then you just skip that whole part altogether.
And it's not like it's a musical performance that, like, this person's in the other room, they're playing no matter what.
Yeah.
And you could have given her the rose and just said, oh, this is amazing, thank you so much, and your night's over. So it didn't even need to be necessarily, okay, you go home or you're staying here. I think it gave him that nice in between that a lot of these dates sort of, it has to get to a certain end point. Whereas this one, you could have sort of pulled the cord a couple different times, and I think it would have been okay.
No,
the cord technically is the next date, but
yeah,
you could have ended this date at various points.
Yeah, but I think it went really well, and I really liked them together, and hopefully they just seem like really normal together. Like, yeah, a normal,
that's a great way to put it, because
couple, because that, she's the ER nurse.
Yeah, and yeah, that so conversation. To have her stay there came across very natural, in that it wasn't a right away, oh my God, yes. She had to process it for a second and was like, oh yeah, of course, sure. Yeah. But it wasn't like, oh, do you want to go grab a burger over here? You know, like, it's still something you need to process and think about, as normal as that sort of question and answer are going to be.
Yeah. I think they've seemed like they've known each other for a lot longer than a week. I liked it. I loved it.
Were you at least a little surprised she sat down and used the words, wanted to spend the night together?
Yeah.
Because that's definitely like turning the knife a little bit.
But it's also not a lie.
At all. No. This is not one of those occasions. We've seen that in past years where they just fabricate things. She used his words even. Mm-hmm. But I was a little surprised that she went right for the jugular like that. It's a little bit of gamesmanship.
Yeah, it is, because especially when we had the whole Christina thing and she's like, oh, I didn't even tell them about the family thing. And then she was just like, oh, we wanted to spend the night.
Which, by the way,
and no, I got no sleep.
You bring up a great point again, because looking back now of three episodes of content, especially with the whole brouhaha that we'll get to, the most shocking thing in the world now, with everything we know, that she didn't come back and just totally go over the top about, oh, I met the family, because for someone who was keeping that close to the vest, as soon as he opened the floodgates, those are literally the only words she could say, apparently.
Right.
Or one-on-one met the family, one-on-one met the family, one-on-one met the family. Oh, no, I'm fine. One-on-one met the family.
Yeah.
One-on-one met the family. Yeah.
You know, I had one-on-one, right? And I met the family.
So it was so bizarre now thinking back to that, because this was sort of Katie's Christina move in that, like, this is exactly what I thought Christina would have done, mm-hmm. especially now knowing everything. Mm-hmm. So I was just a little surprised that she really sort of went for it with all the women.
Yeah. I feel like she might have just like tensed up a little bit and like just like didn't know what to say. It was like, oh, blah, blah, and then just like had word vomit a little bit.
But I agree. I really like her and hope she's here for the long haul, not just because she has the best name, but or second best if you're a cat now. I don't know. Because that's technically your real name, but whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, I hope she's here for a while.
And hopefully she's not going to be posting any Instagram apologies. I don't think I've seen any yet. So
hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So we got to talk about this group date. I understand now it's going to be sort of an annual event, the Bachelor Bowl. But I mean, walk me through this. Just, I don't even know the right phrasing for it. Oh my Lord.
Well, I think it's funny. They're just like, yeah, it is a thing, but they tried to make it like more of a thing, like Bachelor Bowl 5. Like, oh my God.
They quickly went through the highlights and
with
were like,
Hannah Storm. Like, but I thought it was funny that when they were playing, and we get it all the time, but like I felt, I don't know if you caught it, but Zach was like looking around and he was like, am I supposed to be like, is this okay? Like, are we supposed to be doing this to these girls? I felt like he was unsure if he should be enjoying it or literally concerned for the girls like hitting each other.
Well, the first hit, now it was seeming, you know, air quotes injury, but for on the first play to someone go down, and you know, they, that classic move is, oh, I'm hurt, so I want one-on-one time, and it worked. But he definitely had like the fear of God in him, and especially if he's watched past years, he knows that they've had some actual, like, real,
yeah, you can get hurt.
Real injuries. And so it's like you just saw him sort of scanning the field, like the eyes were certainly going. It's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I got to give these women credit, because as someone not like Zach, who he played for 9 years, I only played for two because I never played Pop Warner. So I only played a couple in high school. But I could not have even taken the hits that they were giving to each other. I mean, that's why I only lasted 2 years, but like, yeah, they were delivering.
Yeah, it gets, these Bachelor Bowls get like, get pretty, pretty intense. And I don't think, I don't know if he's like never seen a Bachelor Bowl before, but he was like, oh, like they're actually hitting each other. Like,
and like Genevieve was wiping people out. Christina was putting people like lowering the shoulder and like, oh, like where it's amazing.
Which,
what,
like,
happens
all of
once
a sudden, like Genevieve's in a sling now. Like, we just saw like randomly at the end.
This is serious stuff, man.
Yeah. Don't mess around, Bachelor Bowl 5.
And I'm so glad that they didn't pull the BS of everyone gets to go to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have each other beat to crap, and you got to get the win. And then they're like, oh, never mind. Everyone come to the after party.
Yeah. No. Everyone gets a trophy. I hate that.
Losers walk.
Yeah. I thought that he might have been one of the people that would have been like, no, you know what? You all gave it your all. Like, you all deserve time. Like, why don't you join us? Because he definitely seems like the type that might that might do that. But yes, I agree. I'm glad they didn't, because no, not everyone wins all the time.
He is absolutely going to be that dad who, like, his team loses by 30. And it's like, no, guys. And I'm not talking about three-year-olds. You know, it's to the point where it's actually like, okay, we're competing. And it's going to be like, no, we gave a good effort, and we're still going out to get that pizza, because you know what? You're all winners in my book. I'm like, nah, it gets to a certain point where you have to, you know, like, no, losing is still a thing. And it's not as good as if we would have won. Let's just.
Yeah, I'm definitely the minority, like, having kids, even though they are only 3.5. Like, we play it like Candyland or a game, and I'm like, no, you lost. Like, no, you don't both win. Like, you won and you lost. Like,
oh, just my God. My,
play another game.
My nephew, he's still not great with it. He's getting better. But went through the worst phase of that, where we'd play a card game.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I win. Sort of like we've seen it in movies. And it's like, why? What do you mean I win? Why is it called I win? Like, because I win. Like, I think it was Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And so he would, if we actually held him to it, I'm like, no, you look, oh, my God, you would think. Call the police, because it was just over. And this is the problem that we run into, is because you got people like Zach, who's the best dude. He's like, yeah, guys, you know what? It doesn't matter that we lost 35-0, because we gave it our all. And that's all that matters. Yeah. As a very bad athlete who lost many of football games in my short career, it's not the same just giving. You don't get the dub for just giving a good effort. Because,
yeah, no. So I'm glad. Whew. I'm glad he did not pull that card.
Yeah. And we start to get this is the official unraveling, I guess, of Christina. The beginning of the end, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I think she definitely had a talk with producers, because like we thought that this is who we thought she was going to be. And then we saw her the first time when she had the one-on-one, when she came back and didn't even tell that she met her family, like we just said. And I was like, okay, maybe she's not, she talks about her daughter. Like, maybe she's not who we expect her to be in the show. Like the villain, starting drama, like all that stuff. And then my thought is that, like, producers got to her and was like, you need to basically, I feel like they essentially said, you need to become someone to make a splash, and then you'll have a very long career within the Bachelor Nation, whatever. That's how I feel, because I feel like she really did just, like, flip from week to week. But then also I did read an article from someone, they said a source of like someone on set that said she did not stop drinking like a lot. And she was like intoxicated almost the whole time. So then I'm like, okay, then that's, she did it to herself. But like she exceeded the, cause you're supposed to have two drinks, what, you know, whatever, an hour or whatever. So then I read that and I was like, okay, well then she probably did it to herself.
I think that fits, because she definitely at each of these cocktail parties and at the pool party, she definitely had a little bit of that that we've all had, you know, because I don't know what you're saying, but it's just, oh yeah. So I hate you, JK. And so that would really check out, because like you said, oh, she just flipped the switch. Sure, it could have been producers, especially after they saw Zach's face when it was like, oh, you're going to be a what now? Yeah, that's not happening. So that absolutely, I'd be on board with that. But I think a little bit of the drinky.
Yeah.
because she just, even in her face, you know, she had the sort of like the whole I'm gonna act like I'm not drunk face that again we've all
tried. And I think that helped. Like, I don't want this to come across as bad towards Zach, but I really think that he was caught off guard about the whole like kid thing. And I think that he even told her, like, this is, I'm going to be thinking about this a lot, and I don't want to, you know, keep you here longer, you know, away from me, away from your daughter, if I think this isn't going to go anywhere. And then, so I, like, my first thought was, is he tying that in to realizing that he doesn't see anything with her to make that part of the reason that, oh, yeah, and I don't want the drama, so I'm sending you home. But I think he's too good of a guy for that to be, like,
well,
possible, but I can't, like, help thinking about that reaction that he had toward her when she told him that. So, I don't know.
I don't think he's ever going to say that.
And oh, no, no, never.
No, but I think, so, but I think if you, especially considering how into her he seemed, and I think that that was legit, it makes sense that, well, how do I sort of wash my hands of this? And at the same time, like you said, there's not going to be any of this petty drama. It's what we've wanted Leeds to do for ages. And we go back to it every year. You don't get to vote people off the island. They try. And sometimes, in this case, it works. Usually it's a little later in the season and it backfires because it's sort of a last ditch effort. And really this time it probably only worked because it came from someone that was leaving and not someone who was trying to save themselves on the show. Because normally when this stuff finally comes
like
to the surface,
like, this is what we ask for, like, every season. Like, if when you're leaving, like, why aren't you throwing the villain's name, like, on your way out? Like, so many people are like, oh, watch your back, because some people aren't here for the right reasons or something like that. Like, so many seasons we've been like, why didn't you say, like, I can't think of it, Shanae, like, why didn't you say that she's a terrible person and everything she's doing on your way out? Like, he's not saving you. So, like, why wouldn't you do that? And we've said that multiple times in many seasons, like, on your way out, why wouldn't you say, I mean, unless you just don't want to be that person, but if someone's that as bad as, like, Shanae was on her season or something like that, like, why wouldn't you say, oh, by the way, like, she's a really horrible person, and she's...
especially if you know that you have the truth backing you up, so that when it does air, no matter how they edit it, like, there was no edit that was going to be favorable for Shanae, because she wouldn't have allowed it, because it's just who she is. And they could have edited a little bit around Christina. Obviously, they wouldn't ever, because you get rid of the drama. Brianna knew there's way too much here that's so clear. Christina's just the villain here.
Yeah.
And so
I don't think Brianna was clear of everything either, just because of the stuff she tried to start last week, because that wasn't really a full-on reason to start something. Like, Christina really didn't do anything when she first brought it up. Like,
oh yeah, no, that's true.
I hate you, JK.
No.
Okay.
They're definitely different issues, because if you can't survive someone saying, like, I hate you, JK, you're clearly not built for the show. And a week later, guess what?
She wasn't built really for this clearly show. Not.
But the way this, it's the perfect exit. If we had more people after they don't get a rose, and again, not in a, as you're walking away, like, shouting the woman down, but just, hey, listen, just so you know, Christina's been a major B, and it's just, I don't think it's the same person you're seeing. Maybe you want to investigate this, or like we said about Shanae, like,
yeah,
everything people are saying about Shanae is true. I'm leaving, so it's not like I'm trying to save anything. I just want you to have the
information. I'm not making something up to try to distract you on me like I'm leaving.
Especially unless or until we get some form of footage to the leads, you know, which I don't know that will ever happen. But without them seeing some of these things that are clearly these contestants doing sort of a two-face act, until the leads get to see some of this footage, and once you can only really do it once, because once it's out of the, obviously, once the cat's out of the bag, forget it. You can't really, then they're going to be on their best behavior all the time. And that's probably why they don't do it. So I'm just talking myself out of my own idea. But unless you're going to have that, you need contestants who are going to step up and say, yeah, this dude sucks. And give examples on your way out. And so Brianna, while the JK, you know, I hate you JK thing was weak, I do think it's important that he was read in on the Christina thing, or Christina with charity thing, because it's like so ridiculous. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And perfect example of like, yeah, she was, again, when she's in a certain way, clearly let's just make everything about her.
Yeah. And I really did not think she was going home, but like, I guess he's legit on no petty drama.
No question. She was going to stick around for another week, and they were going to milk the drama out of this.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen like a more perfect producer's pick? She's riling everybody up. Plus he's into her. This is like,
What they want.
This is Shanae, but more put together. You know, like with the Shanae thing, it never made sense, because even when he was with her, it was like, how can you not see it? Whereas at least with Christina, it was completely covered up to him.
Yeah.
And so I really thought there's no way they'll save her to the end, but he's going to give her the rose. So that was just another example of like, well, maybe this dude actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He knows more than we think, I think.
Yeah. And each week, that's the theme is, he's cleared the very low bar. But I do think the bar is being raised a little bit here. Mm-hmm. I still think he's clearing it. I think he's been really impressive. Like, I did not expect any. Yeah. I thought this was going to be the train wreck of all train wrecks, and it still might be. But 3 weeks
there's
in.
There's still a lot more time.
3 weeks in, I thought this was already going to be the worst. And I think he's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's surprising us.
Like, don't kick us out of the, don't vote us off the island, folks. I don't know.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but.
But it's so far, it seems okay.
Yeah. It's doing pretty good.
And we have another one-on-one, but quickly I want to talk about Bailey, because how did Bailey manage to sort of get herself sent home, like going the extra mile to get herself sent home?
It's that needing validation thing. You just gotta just sit back and sit back. Like, have your conversations. Don't pry too much. Just see how long you can ride it out. And then, but she, like, I feel like if she didn't, I mean, she probably would have gone home in the rose ceremony, because he really was like, no, I don't really feel that with you. And I don't think I can get there. But I don't think she would have gone home then.
If I would go so far as to say that she would have at least a 50-50 chance to stick around, because of the women that are left, there are more than a few that I guarantee he feels the same way about, in that it's like, I got to keep someone. Like, obviously, yeah, they're fine. I don't really feel a connection.
I can't send you all home right now.
Right, exactly. And so you sort of make the decision for him when – okay, I see, I'm standing here as you're making out with someone. Okay, I'm gonna interrupt and then lead right off with, I think we're regressing. Okay, and then he sort of agrees, and then you get interrupted again. And so you're sort of saved. Okay,
yeah,
still here, cool.
Then just go sit back down.
Thank you, and so
don't go back.
One of the first times ever, we got a can I steal you for a sec from his producer. Like, when do you steal someone from their producer?
Can I steal you so I can make sure you're going to send me home? Or
I mean, because then she doesn't even go from a different angle. She just continues and says, like, yeah, I just want to further this talk about how we don't have any future. And he just like, yeah, no, you're right. And
well, they were interrupted first. Like, he's like, no, I really want to finish this conversation. Like, he almost should have said, no, you can't interrupt right now. Like, we need to finish this conversation.
Yeah. And then she probably gets, as soon as she opens the door, I don't really think she has much of a chance. But that's why you don't, when you have the time, why are you leading with, so why are we regressing? Yes. What? That's, you don't.
That's not a pickup line.
Seriously, like, searching for validation doesn't literally need to be, I think we're awful. You know, yeah. Like, you can actually just go from a positive angle and hope that maybe he just continues to kick the can down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just one of the most bizarre exits, because she talked herself out of.
She sent herself home.
She did, without actually sending herself home. Like, this wasn't Brianna who was like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
She, I think, went up to him with the intention of, no, he's going to tell me everything's great and I'm going to stick around and I'll feel better about myself. But if you would have just sat there and said nothing, I think you at least give yourself a chance to stick around.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Not Bailey.
Oh, well, on more positive note, the other one-on-one, you got to talk about Allie and a date that I know you would have just said, send me home, we're broken up.
100%. I would not be jumping on that plane.
But how do you think she handled it? Because she, other than the, you know, clearly she doesn't have vertigo, but like, she seemed to have a lot of the same feelings about you towards it, where she's like, yeah, I wouldn't jump out of a plane normally.
Yeah. But also at the same time, I felt like it didn't phase either one of them as much as, like, you just jumped out of a plane and you're just, they're like, oh, like, it was nerve-wracking, but it was so fun. And then, all right, on to the next thing. Like, you just jumped out of a plane. Like, where's, like, there wasn't much emotion, or like, they weren't phased by it at all. But obviously, like, another good pick for that type of date. Like, she obviously went with it, had fun. I don't see like a romantic connection. I like her and I think they had a lot of fun, but I
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Felt like it was more like friendly.
Yeah, I can see that, because she definitely seems like someone we could see a lot of and would be really good at, like, in Paradise and But yeah, the two of them together, it's sort of like cool.
There were
like
no,
someone you want to have fun with.
Yeah, there were
maybe
no
not
sparks.
Have fun with.
Yeah.
You know. And
there were
you,
no sparks, I don't think.
It is pretty incredible that you go like date one, meet the family. Date two with different girl, overnight date. Date three with different girl, wedding dress, jump out of an airplane. It's like week four, honeymoon in Bora Bora. Where are we going from that?
Yeah.
Date five, we're having a child. Yeah. Okay, date six, we're going.
Yeah, you
to
came out of the gate like pretty high up there,
and continues to climb. It's like we're. This is, I understand this is a sped up situation, but it's literally each one is with a different person.
Yeah.
So this could get confusing on night.
I'm supposed to be with one person.
Yeah, like night one of the honeymoon and night two of the honeymoon could get very confusing.
Yeah.
But Allie almost talked herself, I think, out the same way Bailey did, because when he's trying to say, oh, you know, I'm really looking for someone that has their shit together. And she right away was like, well, we'll talk about how you have the wrong person for that.
Yeah, literally, and that's what she said.
And she really thought that was going to be a throwaway line. And he immediately stopped and said, no, actually, I think we'll unpack that right
yeah.
now.
Let's talk about that now. And she goes, oh, I have you fooled. And she's like, oh, wait, what?
Not generally
he's like,
something.
I fool a lot of people. And he's like, wait, what?
Another example of like probably not the best pickup line, but it worked yeah. for her because, you know.
Yeah, like you said, I think she just said it like as like so nonchalantly, like line.
Yeah, almost like a like I hate you, JK. Like it was definitely a throwaway
and he
line.
He just kept saying, wait, what?
Like, no, let's maybe, and then she went, well, because I didn't have control, and then now I wanted control, and
I and need so to he, be in control.
Yeah, and then I show people what they want to see, and you could see, like, wait a minute, hold on. This
I'm not sure, but you just jumped out of a plane, so I can't send you home.
I literally, the waiver I signed said, if she agrees to jump out of the plane, we'll get the rose. Got it.
Yeah.
And
the biggest musical act is in the other room, so you definitely can't go home.
Yeah. Well, and this is with all due respect, because Griffin might be on a later pod, but like, I think they could have canceled Griffin and it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. All due respect, because again, song was perfect for the date, sounded
yep,
great. Again, Griffin, if we get that interview confirmed, be great. But like, you're talking about a dude that has like, at least as of Showtime, had like 900 Twitter followers and mm-hmm. not exactly talking about worldwide artist here.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I thought the song was perfect. But like,
yeah.
If he really wanted to be like, you know what? Not sure I'm down with the I'm just showing you what you want to see line.
Yeah.
And that I fool a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Lifetime movies that start that way. And
yeah.
That's probably not great.
Yeah, I think it definitely, you could see the moment where it caught him off guard.
It's like, is this actually what we want to do? And so we get this weird rose ceremony where you're really sending one person home.
Yeah.
And I mean, I again thought Christina would stay because of the producer, but it was interesting that when they had their little one-on-one, did you think she would even make it to the rose ceremony? Did you think once she's on the steps that, okay, maybe she'll cry her way in? What did you take of sort of how she tried to salvage herself on the show?
I don't think that she was honestly really in her right mind. I don't think she knew what was happening and how serious the situation was. I don't think she thought it was really a serious thing. And then all of a sudden he was like, I need time to think. And she was like literally begging, like, and not she was like, oh, wait, okay, I could actually be going home. And then she spiraled down, and then it just was downhill from there.
It was a spiral, all right. And, you know, they used that clip of her crying on the stairs in so many of the promos. And now we're at week three, and she's gone. And I just don't, I mean, there's going to be plenty of drama. But when they leaned on that so hard, like they did with Rachel and Gabby crying on the stairs, like, yeah. Oh, they saved that for the finale, from the finale, and kept showing it to us. They showed us from week three. So does that mean that there's so much drama that they could give us something from week three, or that, oh no, maybe these last like 7 weeks or there's no crying on stairs. What do we think?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully there's something to look forward to. Like, we don't like drama, but like, you need it. You don't want everyone to be happy all the time. And then like, yeah, we don't like the petty stuff, but we need something. Like, viewers need to be engaged through drama.
Yeah. And if you want to get to a finale where you have three people and you sleep with the first two, and then when you find out the third one didn't want you to sleep with any, and then you have to tell them all, that's fine, because that creates the different sort. That goes well beyond petty drama.
Yeah. We want that too, you know? So
if any of you want to have ultimatums, we can talk about that. But we are down now all the way to 14, I believe. I'm a communications major, so math is not my strong suit, but I think we're at 14.
Yes, that's what I have.
I know I can't, kind of ran out of fingers, and then I'm like, wait, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 plus my fingers. Okay, we're at 14. And we're finally going to be moving around a little bit. What do we think? Obviously, Katie looking strong right now.
Yeah, Kat, I think
because of the name.
She's my favorite. I think right now, again, really like Allie, but I just don't see it. I do like Charity a lot.
Yes, I would agree with that still. I'm still 3 weeks in. I'm still on board there.
Yeah, I mean, no one.
I think we've seen her in very small doses, but now that her hand isn't constantly shaking,
Jess.
I thought Jess handled herself pretty well. You obviously do worry about being super, 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 super young as opposed to just super young.
Mm-hmm.
But she's made it to 14, and I don't mean age. She is legal. Yeah, I mean, she looks pretty young. We're not that young. And otherwise, it's like Leo DiCaprio. Like, she's how old?
Yeah. She'd come up with an apology for her age.
So I think that in the little amount of time we've seen her, you know, you've actually seen her go from, like, I'm so nervous to be here. And I like the fact that she even called that out, because she could ignore that. That can be seen as embarrassing. So the fact that she called it out and said, look, like, I'm not shaking anymore.
Yeah.
So the little bit, I hope we get I
hope we get more. Yeah.
Because yes, you worry about the youngest contestants, because even when they do go far, it usually doesn't end well. But let's not be ageist. Let's give her a shot. Come on. Jess can be up there, right, with Katie and Charity. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. I do like, we saw a little bit more of Ariel this week. I don't know if there's like a real connection there, but I feel like that might have been the only other person we saw.
And that's why Bailey made such a big mistake, because when you look over these 14 names, I could read off 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
And you'd probably say, I don't have any idea if they have any sort of connection. So you just survive in advance, man. Survive in advance. Why are you turning the ball over on yourself?
Yeah. Don't kill yourself off yet.
No, hide in the corner. Jeez, you don't run up the stairs when you can run out the front door. Jason's going to get you that way. Jeez. Yeah. Oh. On that note, we're down to 14, and already a month in, starting next week, as wild as that sounds. It's moving quickly, and I think through 3 weeks, thumbs up, a thumb and a half up, something like that. Like, good job.
Three for three. Yep.
Our boys doing okay. Other than Zach and the whatever fun names you want to give to his football teams, is there anything else going on in the world? And maybe you can have the final story be someone lost their puppy.
I was just going to say, I won't be a downer on the end of it. But I'll stick it in the middle. But the, I guess one of the bigger stories this week is the whole Caitlin Bristowe and Chris Harrison clarification of what was happening. So I guess when everything went down with Chris Harrison, Caitlin reached out to him and was basically like, are you okay with me taking, you know, I was approached, are you okay with me taking it over? You're irreplaceable, but they're asking, blah, 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 asking me to take over as host with Tasia. Like, are you okay with that? And he never answered. So she always said, oh, he ghosted me. And that was basically the end of our friendship. So Chris Harrison, as we know, has a podcast now, and which I have not listened to yet, but had Caitlin on it this week and basically said, hashed everything out. Basically, now they're okay. They're on good terms now. But he's like, it wasn't that I ghosted you. Like, I, first of all, didn't talk to anyone except for my kids and my fiance. And I've been such like a father figure to all, you know, the Bachelor and Bachelorette people that I just needed a texting, how are you? Like, are you okay? And all I got was, you know, something about business. And Caitlin and Chris Harrison have said in the past, like, they were close. Like, they were actual friends. So he basically took it as, you know, and she had said, you know, that's kind of the end of our friendship, blah, blah, blah. He never answered. He doesn't want to be friends. He's mad I took over hosting. And he was like, it wasn't that, and basically explained his side of the story. And then came out and said, you know, Caitlin and Tasia were
set up to fail. Set up to fail.
Yes, we're set up to fail. So I was like, what did he mean by that? So I read the article, and it wasn't against Caitlin and Tasia. They wanted to make it seem like that by all the headlines. But it was like, it's just hard with two female hosts with a female lead. Like, you're getting all these different, it's kind of taking away from the lead. You're getting all these emotions and advice from all these different people. Like, it's hard for the lead to be a lead. Which kind of, I mean, makes sense in a way, but I don't think he had to go that far saying you were set up to fail, because I don't think they did fail. I mean, I guess ABC thinks they failed because they just brought in Jesse, but that's, like, that's, I guess, another conversation and an insight that we don't have. So, yeah, basically they're okay now, and they hashed it out. I guess it was like they made it two episodes. The second episode's not out yet.
It would have been very Chris Harrison, though, if he was like, three women on screen at one time. That's going to be way too emotional. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, those people that are like, how could a woman be president? You're going to be too emotional. Like, oh, Chris Harrison, that would totally be you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I kind of disagree with him that all she was doing was talking business, because I think it would be talking business if she said, oh, just giving you a heads up. Like, she was asking,
right,
if this would be cool. But I think that in itself is asking if you're okay. Like, I get you want to hear the words or see the words, like, hey, checking in on you. But I think she could have easily just been like, I don't need to run this by anyone. I make the decision.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think, I mean, good for her, I guess, for going on the podcast. But I mean, I think I would have just continued to peace out, because.
Yeah. I am going to at some, like, go back and actually, like, I just heard the snippets of what the, you know, articles and what came out. But I do want to see more, not just listen. I want to, because they taped it too, like, recorded video too. So I do want to see more of her
body reactions. Language.
But they only have like snippets out right now, so you can't really read a lot on either side of them. So
thanks, guys.
Yeah, definitely need to analyze it more. Analyze the behavior and reactions more. But yeah, that's on that. Sarah Herron, you remember Sarah?
I do.
She had gone through lots of rounds of IVF that she was very public about, like on Instagram and social media. And it was a big news a few months ago when she announced that she was finally expecting. She did give birth at 24 weeks and she had the baby, and unfortunately the baby didn't make it. And now she's becoming more of a spokesperson for postpartum on her social media, which I think is good for her. But obviously it's like, that's devastating news for anyone, but especially when you go through so much like IVF, and I guess she did it for a really long time. So like 30 rounds or something.
Oh, Jesus. Crazy.
Yeah. So, that was too bad, but I'm glad she's using her platform to go to speak out about for postpartum and everything she's going through now. Jill, our girl Jill Chin, she has a boyfriend. She did a hard launch on her Instagram. I don't think we're supposed to know who he is. I think it's just someone, because she's from Rhode Island, so I think it's someone local to her. And they were at Jared and Ashley's.
I did see that
coffee house and lounge. So they are public now, and actually the picture she posted is pretty cute too. And then my final story, our favorite bachelorette, Claire, has married her boyfriend. So
stop it.
Is married. Yep. Oh,
come on.
And Dale wishes her nothing but the best.
How long were they even together?
Not long.
I guess.
They're like, she was with Dale last year, but well, she had like at least one or two boyfriends after Dale, so.
I mean, I guess.
So very short, but that's her style.
So. Yeah, when you know, but it's sometimes when you've known five times in the span of like 3 years, maybe yeah. It's time to pump the brakes, but. That, is, by the way, is a kicker story. Claire getting married. And. That's good. We're all right. We're growing. We're learning. It's fantastic. Listen, Claire's been a very common topic for us over the years. And honestly, if she's finally
so many ups and downs,
she's finally found the one and she doesn't need to go on any more shows. Thumbs up, Claire.
Yes.
Because you get to be the kicker story, and kicker stories are positive. So that means everything's going to work out.
You're welcome.
Oh boy. Well, that was incredible. We're on to week 4. We're down to 14 at Bachelor Podcast. Let us know how we're doing, and we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.